Now let's look at conscience, which is the most significant of these great four capacities, these virtues. George Washington once said, "Labor to keep alive that little spark of celestial fire, conscience." Much has been said from the outset of this book about the singular importance of conscience. There is a mass of evidence that shows that conscience, this moral sense, this inner light, is a universal phenomenon. The spiritual or moral nature of people is also independent of religion or of any particular religious approach, culture, geography, nationality, or race. Yet all of the enduring major religious traditions of the world are unified when it comes to certain basic underlying principles or values. Immanuel Kant said, "I am constantly amazed by two things, the starry heavens above and the moral law within." Conscience is the moral law within. It is the overlapping of moral law and behavior. Many believe, as do I, that it is the voice of God to His children. Others may not share this belief, but recognize that there is an innate sense of fairness and justice, an innate sense of right and wrong, of what is kind and what is unkind, of what contributes and what detracts, of what beautifies and what destroys, of what is true and what is false. Admittedly, culture translates this basic moral sense into different kinds of practices and words. But this translation does not negate the underlying sense of right and wrong. As I work in nations of different religions and different cultures, I have seen this universal conscience revealed time and again. There really is a common sense of values, a sense of fairness, honesty, respect, and contribution that transcends culture, something that is timeless, which transcends the ages and is also self-evident. Again, it is as self-evident as the fact that trust requires trustworthiness.